Did you get any information on the reading for the other half of our work?
Yes, I did. You mean the Art and Society module?
Yes.
Yes. I met Simpson himself as we were waiting for a train at Norchester Station, so I managed to ask him.
Any luck?
Yes. I've got the notes I took here.
Oh.
He told me, of course, to start with Greenberg, who covers contemporary art and the up-to-the-minute movements in America. It's about the modern movements, really. As far as the economic impact of art is concerned, a basic text is the Parliamentary Report on Art and the UK Economy. This gives lots of monetary facts and figures, but the figures are not very satisfactory, as, of course, a lot of the information is confidential and can't be published. Art Now, Art Wow by someone called Denison sounds exciting, and is about how art and artists are created, presented for buyers, and sold in the US. It's about the whole trade in art as a phenomenon.
Like a product? Like washing powder?
Yes. That's the idea of the book, anyway. And there's another one here. Oh, yes, by someone called Hampton. It's a book called American Art, which Simpson says is full of discussion on the relationship of art to the other aspects of culture, such as film, television, books and so on.
Popular culture, I suppose.
Not just popular. Culture of all sorts, I imagine. Finally, for the spiritual and more abstract aspects of art, he recommends Art and the Mind of Modern Man by Frick. It's sort of about how art relates to how we think. He did have lots of other recommendations, but luckily his train arrived before he could move on to them. These seem enough to me.
Yes, they're a good place to start. We will be busy.